Walk past the wall of stele. In the middle of the courtyard before the gate, you'll see a white marble statue. This is Confucius. The figure is carved life-size, based on the height recorded in Sima Qian's records of the Grand Historian, 9 Qi and 6 Kun. In the Han era measure, that works out to roughly 2.2 meters. That figure carries some of the myth-making ancient writers used to lift up their sages. Han era murals show Confucius standing a full head taller than the people around him. The average male height in his time was just over 1.6 meters. Modern scholars estimate his actual height was probably closer to 1.8 meters, already a giant for his era. Sima Qian wrote that the people of his day all called him the tall man. A few steps further is the Gate of Great Accomplishment. Outside this gate, on the east and west sides, stand two clusters of pavilions. Each pavilion has a double-eaved hipped roof, glazed yellow tile, and a stone tortoise carrying a tall stele on its back. These are the highest grade stele pavilions of the Qing dynasty, 4 stele in total. They span from the Yuan dynasty to the late Qing, almost 500 years. They record statements the state made at different moments in history about Confucius and this temple. I'll walk you through two of them. First, the one on the east side, erected in 1336 under the Yuan dynasty. The text reproduces a 1307 imperial edict from Emperor Wuzong of Yuan. That edict did something significant. It granted Confucius a new title. The title was Great Completer, Supreme Sage, King of Manifest Culture. These 7 Chinese characters fixed the official name of Confucius for the next 600 years. The phrase Great Completer, Da Cheng, comes from the writings of Mencius. The meaning, Confucius gathered into himself the achievements of all the sages of antiquity. From that year on, Great Completer, Supreme Sage became Confucius's formal title. The names of the gates and halls we're about to walk through, the Gate of Great Accomplishment, the Hall of Great Accomplishment, all of them trace back to this stone. Now look at the deeper one on the west side, erected in 1829, the 9th year of the Daoguang reign. It is called the Stele announcing the pacification of the western regions to the Imperial Academy. In the early 19th century, the Qing court faced a major crisis in Xinjiang. A leader named Jahangir, backed by British interests, led a separatist rebellion. The Daoguang Emperor mobilized tens of thousands of troops and spent over 10 million taels of silver to put it down. Jahangir was brought back to Beijing and presented as a captive at the Meridian Gate of the Forbidden City. Once it was over, in keeping with ancient ritual, the court came to the Imperial Academy and erected a stele to announce the victory. This was the last such victory stele the Qing ever placed in the Beijing Temple of Confucius. The front face is in Chinese, the back is in Manchu. One stone, two scripts, the standard text format for the Qing's multi-ethnic state. For over 500 years, whenever the empire had something significant to declare, it came to this courtyard and put up a stone, the emperor coming here to report to his teacher.